Hi guys, and welcome to the fifth ever Mystery Nerdcast. As always, I am your host, Chris Buda Machingo. To my left, I have my good friend and good friend of the podcast, Kenny Liu.
Hi.
To my right, I've got my sound engineer and co-host, Miguel Torres.
Gotta edit that.
He's my sound engineer. Anyways, so we're going to be talking about Digimon today, which we just got really hyped about before we started this podcast.
Like, oh boy.
We just saw... Guys, tell them what we just saw.
Dude, we just watched the last scene of the last episode of Digimon Avenger 02, which is the second season, called A Million Points of Light. And boy, did we were wrong about all of our shipping.
Yeah.
All of our shipping were wrong.
We were like, oh yeah, I remember this guy being with this. Wait, what? No.
Yeah, no, none of that happened.
Yeah. So
only one pairing happened between all of them, which was kind of a, like.
It was so obvious on the show, that one.
I mean, it was.
No, but then it's the same obvious things that you saw, like, I thought Ty and Matt were together, or Ty and Matt.
That's right,
Ty and Matt.
Those are for you guys. No,
the life partners, Ty and Matt.
I thought it was Ty and Sora got together, but then I read up that it was Sora and Matt, and then we see that none of them got together. What the fuck?
Yeah, that really threw me through a
little
too.
Or like in the second, the whole Digimon 02, I thought it was TK and Kairi and...
Yeah, And then she didn't even get with Davis either.
Yeah, right. Like, she didn't even get with Davis.
Fucking weird.
No, she cock-teased him the whole time and was like, by the way, I'm actually really flirting with TK. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry.
And then she gets with neither of them, so she's the villain. If you guys want to know, she's the villain of Digimon 02. The true villain, you know. The villains are never obvious. It's always whoever gets the last laugh.
Yeah. Anyways.
Miguel, tell us what else we just saw.
We also went through some of the scenes on the movie. Oh my god. Those were freaking epic. When we witnessed the first DNA evolution, that was great. Metal Greymon and
War Greymon.
Oh yeah, War Greymon.
War Greymon.
Metal Greymon.
Yeah, DNA, first time DNA Digimon.
Omnimon.
Now, they didn't refer to DNA Digimon until second season.
But we all know.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't even know it was called DNA Digimon until they gave it a name. Give it a name until the second season.
Right, yeah. It was just like, it was Fusion Digivolution. There was no official term until 02 when Stingmon and XVmon fused together and became Paildramon, which is actually one of my favorite Digimon ever. Not my favorite. We're gonna get to that, but he, like, Desperado Blaster was sweet.
Oh,
like,
dude, no, freaking!
He
when
just
they
pulled
became,
out the guns and like
when they did
blast.
But when they Digivolve into freaking Imperialdramon.
Oh,
I like Imperialdramon Fighter Mode better.
I like
Paladin counts still, but I mean, like,
no. Overall, that was. Both seasons were fantastic. If anything, we'll get into all of this later. We just got into a crazy, we were just majorly hyped about Digimon. So let's actually get straight to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, as we start off a lot of these podcasts, we kind of discuss our favorite characters kind of as a lead in. So we're going to do that this time too. We're actually not going to talk about the characters first. We're going to talk about the Digimon because honestly, the characters were cool and I love the characters. And I think I speak for all of us that we love the human characters, but really we didn't watch it for the humans.
No.
So first we're going to have everybody's favorite Digimon is, and kind of if you know their move, I know my favorite Digimon's best move. Just kind of shout it out and kind of discuss it a little bit. So, Kenny, I already know the answer, but who is your favorite Digimon?
Oof. It's a tough choice because all of them were pretty awesome. I actually have a handful that are fighting for number one, like right there. Like, honestly though, the first time that I saw him and I thought he was just so cool. Unfortunately, I actually don't know his special move because, one, I haven't brushed up on it, which now I realize is on Netflix. I'm going to binge my ass off. But my favorite Digimon is going to have to be Wargreymon.
Gaia Force.
Yeah, okay, there
is
it
his,
yeah.
Is his signature.
But yes, Wargreymon, when I saw first time, was such a badass Digimon. Just the armor, the way he warped Digimon, Agumon warped Digimon into him was like, he starts up as a set of armor. He gets his forearm guard with the claws that just pop out. His sun crest, or no, what's the crest of courage?
Crest of courage
goes onto his back wing. Overall, like, Wargreymon was definitely my favorite, and I used to draw him, like, pretty decently all the time in middle school. Wargreymon, definitely one of my favorite. However, when they introduced Black Wargreymon, I personally love the color black. I still have Black Wargreymon is kind of like a sidestep, but Wargreymon definitely is my favorite just because of just how awesome he looks and just like his moveset. And that leads into like this battle of, because Omnimon is like also up there and he's just so cool. Just the ability to be like both Wargreymon and Metal Garurumon and just has the awesome armor, the cape, and just the transcendent sword. Yeah. Just overall, Wargreymon.
Supreme canon.
Oh, okay. But overall, Wargreymon's definitely my favorite.
All right. What about you, Miguel?
Well, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know that I like simple stuff. And I like Agumon. You know, the base of Digimon for Wargreymon. And, I mean, his design is so simple, yet so appealing to, you know, when I started watching Digimon, I was, probably late junior high, early high school, but you know, you're still freaking childish at that time, and he looks like a T-Rex, and who doesn't like T-Rexes, right, guys?
That's true. But I'm gonna have to disagree with Miguel. He likes simpler things, that's fine, but if you wanted simple, you should watch Pokemon, because Digimon always went bigger and badder, in my opinion. My favorite Digimon being Magna Angemon. Magna Angemon was so powerful that when he was an ultimate, he was beating Megas up left and right. His signature move, which was the Gate of Destiny, was literally like a null void warp zone that he would open up, suck a Mega Digimon in most of the time, or any Digimon really, but he mostly fought against Megas. He'd suck them in and they just disintegrated and they were dust. Or actually, I mean, I think the gate closed after him. We don't know what happened, but they were dead. Like, they died. He just eviscerated them. They went through that gate and that was it. So, I mean, we talked about the Digimon a little bit, you know. Wargreymon, Agumon, part of the same Digimon family. Angemon, part of a completely different Digimon family. But, you know, with every Digimon, there has to be somebody who's digivolving them. Now, I know they digivolve naturally sometimes, but especially, in the series, one of the main plot points was whoever the tamer or the digidestined, as it were, would come and basically give them power that they didn't yet have. And together, they would make these awesome Digimon like me and Kenny, like, Miguel was cool with the base form.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's great to have, I like the base form because you can always expect to see something greater from it, you know?
That's true.
You always have like your high expectations and stuff that is something totally, you know, that you don't really like.
Right. So, I mean, every Digimon needed a tamer in order to achieve its full potential. And so that leads us to our next question, which is, who was your favorite? And when I say tamer, I mean Digidestined as well. So basically any of the human characters who were in Digimon. Miguel, let's start with you. Who was your favorite tamer or Digidestined?
My favorite tamer was Joel. He always cracked me up when he was on screen. He always been the coward guy, but also the critical thinker. I mean, When they started a series, he was the one who was more down to earth. Like, instead of like, oh, let's walk into this abandoned, area or this abandoned castle. It's like, let's first make sure we're safe. You know, always thinking ahead, making sure that the group was rational with their supplies, with where they sleep. That's why I really like him. He was the cautious guy.
All right, Kenny, who was your favorite?
I have a couple of favorite, but I think my favorite, has to go with,
Mimi.
Yeah, right? No. No, yeah, wow.
No. She was, Mimi was hot, dude.
Mimi would have to be my crush in 02. Pink haired and everything. Wild side. No, my favorite would have to be, I think 02.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
No, cause she was definitely a brunette or blonde in the first seat in 01.
Yeah, so. Yeah, true.
So you already answered that question already. No,
but would she dye it?
Man, if she did.
Make the carpet match the drapes.
No, off topic now. We're getting off topic. No, not really. But, my favorite would have to be either, 02 TK or 01 Ty. But 01 TK, I think I liked a lot just because, kind of how he handled everything and how he got the grasp of things. And yet he still has the kind of like, he's still fallible and still kind of flawed. But definitely like the whole time he was trying to take charge and take command and trying to like, if anything, kind of like, hey, Davis, calm your shit down and like be the voice of reason. Yet sometimes though, he definitely, kind of,
he had a bitch side to him.
He did have a bitch side to him.
There's a little bitch going
Well, no, because that stems from like 01 and his, and how his brother kind of babied him and kind of went from there. But definitely, TK was cool. I think I like Ty too. The reason why is because they had very similar, but Ty was more outgoing and more kind of like expressive than TK. TK was kind of, I would say they're like, one's expressive, one's kind of like, what's the word? Like cool, like kind of like, calm, collected in most times. Like, Davis would take Ty's position while TK became Matt in a sense. If you really look at it. But I definitely like TK. TK was a fun one. And of course, going off of Chris's favorite,
Digimon.
In the movie, in the 02 movie, that was one of the best movie I ever saw in terms of like animated and like watching in the theater. I loved it. Was seeing Seraphimon. Seraphimon, that I didn't mention, my favorite Digimon, is awesome, and being controlled by TK or being partners with TK. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
All right. So, what about you, Miguel? Who's your favorite?
No, it's your turn.
Oh, is it my turn? Yeah. Did I already? No, you said Joe.
Yeah, I said Joe.
Jesus, I'm a terrible host.
That's why we have us. Yeah.
So, I would have to say that my favorite would have to be Ken. I liked, especially after he wasn't the Digimon Emperor, after he had kind of got out of his rut of being a little emo boy, he kind of headed on. Basically, he was in the first series, Ty and Matt were the leads, really. Everybody else was a lead as well, but they were the main leads. The thing was, is that neither of them were very calm. And so they would amp each other up. They got into fights a lot. Whereas I feel that Davis and Ken really complemented each other, because Davis, while he's not quite as hot-headed as Ty was, is pretty much Ty 2.0. But then Ken was not Ty 2.0. Matt 2.0. He was really level headed, and he would calm, Daisuke is his Japanese name. He would calm Davis down, kind of say, hey, look, let's take a step back. Let's look. And it helped, Davis grow as a character to become a better leader. And, also I love Stingmon. Stingmon is fucking amazing. And Paildramon in and of itself. I already mentioned him in this podcast. Paildramon, probably one of my favorite Digimon as well. I have a lot of them though. It's like, you pick a bag and go with it.
Digimon, I think, has such a wide variety of Digimon.
But like, cool ones.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. SZA had a wide variety of them that were just like, I love this one. No, I love this one. No, I love them all. Except for a couple.
Like, what was that one that would throw poop at people?
Yeah, I forgot about that
one. I forgot that one too.
He was a champion level too, which is fucking hilarious.
See, that's what I mean. Basic, it's kind of nice, and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
So, throughout all the series, I personally only watched the first four, which, saying only, that was like, that's somewhat, something like 200 episodes or something.
No, that's more than 200.
No, the first three season with the Tamers is 155, according to Netflix.
Jesus Christ.
So that means another 50. So yeah, about 200 episodes up to four.
Right. Yeah. I've watched about 200 episodes of Digimon from front to back. So I haven't watched, one of them was the X-Gross Wars. I didn't watch that one. I also didn't watch, Fusion. I forget, Fusion. Oh,
no, Fusion is X-Cross War, and then Data Squad.
I didn't watch Data Squad, even though I actually do want to watch Data Squad, because I heard it's a more adult, kind of, they were trying to appeal to maybe the Digimon fans that had grown up a little bit, and so they made it a little more adult, I heard. So I do want to watch it, but in saying that, what's everybody's favorite series here? Kenny, let's start with you. What's your favorite series?
Okay.
I think I know the answer.
Well, no, okay. it's 0102. Those are my, those two are my favorite. I can't have to combine them because they're a continuation of each other. 0102 is my absolute favorite just because that was my childhood growing up. And there was so.
But, okay. I agree. But pick one.
Nope. 0102. Fuck you.
That's a cop out.
Nope, yep. It's not, because I still have Tamers and Frontiers.
That's true. 0-1 and 0-2 did have different main characters.
Agreed, but I'm talking about the whole overarching story.
Okay.
Because the Tamers actually said that 0-2 and 0-1s are TV shows that they were emulating. And that's why Digimon was a card game in Tamers.
Oh, yes, that makes true. Sense.
Yeah. Wow. So 0102, my favorite. I enjoyed it a lot just because the story was very cohesive and just very fun and very, like, the themes, overarching themes, like, really ran well together. You know, friendship, working together, like, overcoming, like, adversity. Those are the very typical kid stuff, but, like, one of the best episodes was when Tai was forcing Agumon to become Ultimate, and then he becomes Skull Greymon. And
great epic moments in
Digimon. Right, and that was one of the things where you're just like, whoa, you're actually involving something about don't force something. Like, let it go naturally. Let it, like, work together towards it, not just be one-sided about it. But 0-1...
Don't try to cheat.
Yeah, don't try to cheat. 0-1 was the entry, and then 0-2 just really flushed out all the characters and really developed the story to an end, giving us three great movies that I personally enjoyed a lot. However, I'm going to throw in an honorably mention for, I won't lie, Digimon Frontier. I actually enjoyed that one a lot just because they merged with the spirits and became Digimons themselves and was like basically armor. I thought that was pretty badass.
I thought that was cool too.
Yeah, I like that. Some people didn't like it because it was like humans merging with Digimon. That's kind of weird. But if anything, it was pretty cool because you got to see some cool mega evolution levels. Like, this is where Seraphimon was up front. Seraphimon and Ophanimon, both of them were up front as one of the main, like not main, like the, like, reoccurring supporting characters.
Well, technically in Frontier, there were no Digivolutions.
Well, actually, there was, in terms of, like, because...
Well, no, there was power level, but...
No.
Like, nobody ever went mega.
Well, no, Seraphimon was mega, and then when he fought Cherubimon, and then he went back as an egg to back as Patamon. And then, near the end, he became Seraphimon again.
Yeah, it was weird in Frontier. They had a weird explanation for
that.
Yeah,
they did. But overall, technically, there was some evolutions happening, but it was more fusions and basically, like, you have two eggs. Well, two of the, not eggs, but those, like, spirit things that they did.
Well, the thing is, they would never explicitly go, that's a champion. That's
right, no, they didn't explicitly say, but we knew. We in our heart knew. We knew. But that was my honorable mention.
What about you, Miguel? What was your favorite series?
0-2. 0-2 because, I mean, 0-1 laid out the ground of what we know as the Digimon world. But 0-2 took it to the next level. When both worlds, the digital world and the regular world, merged together. And when shit got for real. We were like, oh yeah, that's great.
Shit got real.
Yeah, shit got real. Because it wasn't just like, oh, the human world is going to be destroyed. It was both worlds are at risk now. That's when everybody around the world was exposed to Digimon.
Well, no, that happened in 01, too, somewhat. In Japan only.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Japan.
Well, yeah, 01 with, it was Myotismon. Myotismon going
Myotismon came into the real world in 01, but the world, yeah, you're right. The world at large was exposed in 02. Now, I'm gonna have to go with 02, for similar reasons. I always like continuations of stories, inso facto.
Especially when they're done right.
Right. Exactly. No, it was done right. I remember when I was young, this is a different franchise entirely, but when George Lucas announced that he was going to do new Star Wars movies, my mom came up and told me, she was like, hey, they're going to make new Star Wars movies. There's one coming out next year. And I was like, awesome. They're making episode 7. And she goes, no, they're going to make episode 1. And episode 1 was bad. But even if it was good, I didn't really want to see it. I already kind of knew as much as I needed to know. I never like going backwards, really. For that reason, I'm going to have to say 02 because it took what 01 did and progressed it and introduced you one of my favorite things, which was just a gimmick to sell toys, don't get me wrong, but it was awesome, was the different types of evolution. So you had the armor evolution, you're like, what the fuck is that? And then you had, later they became champions, and so I thought, oh, they're gonna be linear now.
Nope.
DNA evolution. Awesome. I really dug the DNA evolutions, except for actually, Angemon and fucking, what's that asshole's name? Armadillomon.
Oh, the freaking,
And then it became like this big clay thing. I was like, yeah, whatever. I liked the other two better. And then it evolved into Imperial Dramon, and that was cool.
Yep.
So, I mean, introducing those two new types of evolution, I thought was really cool. And I was really confused when I first started watching Tamers. I was like, what the hell's going on? Then I realized at some point that it wasn't the same world. So I was really disappointed by 03, not because of its own story, but because as a child, I was slightly confused as to what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, I understand. I myself was a bit pushed up the franchise when I saw Tamers.
Yeah.
But then I stomached through it, watched it, did not watch 04. I kind of fell out of train on that one.
We all fall off the train sometimes.
Yeah.
So throughout all the series, including Frontier and Tamers, which we weren't too fond of, I think, collectively, there were some awesome villains that were almost as good, if not better, than the heroes as far as how awesome they were. So we're going to discuss our favorite villains. I'm actually going to start this one off. I'm going to go straight for the gusto and say Apocalypse was my favorite villain. It's not without exception, but I always liked the penultimate villain. I thought he looked cool. And to know that the entire 01 storyline was manipulated by him from the start, and you were like, wait, what? That was pretty sweet. And, he had cool powers. He could digivolve Digimon, which is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And he's one of the 7, this is getting into really, really deep rabbit hole. He's one of the 7 Lords of Sin. So, they never mentioned that in the series, but he's one of the 7 Lords of Sin. And I think he's awesome. So what about you, Kenny?
Oh, I would have to say the funnest, I think my favorite, like, time that when I had like enjoyed about like the villains were when they started introducing like Piedmon and
Puppetmon.
Yeah. That was a fun part, but I think ultimately led up into
like Metal Seedramon.
Metal Seedramon was cool. Like I think that whole arc was really showing how vulnerable and how like they thought like you thought they were strong, but how small their world really is when they fought against all these other like mega level creep like monster. Like you thought, Venomiotismon was badass.
Here's Paimon.
Yeah, here's Paimon.
You guys have
War Greymon and Metal Gurumon? Huh.
He can beat both of them with his hands.
Yeah, tied. Here's Piedmon, here's Puppetmon, here's freaking Metal Seedramon. Good luck, guys. like overall, I think that when they introduced that villain arc was such a fun, because it was not just one villain, but a whole, it was a rogue gallery.
Yes.
It was their own rogue gallery that just was one boss after another to the point where you hit the final boss. And then, by the way, he has multiple forms. It was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed like that. That was my personal favorite villain, because that was where I was like, holy crap, there's someone even stronger than Venomoyotis Lot. Because I was like a kid, and I was like, Venomoyotis Lot, this guy, this towering monster in Tokyo, he came into the real world. And yet, Paimon didn't care. He was like, fuck it, I got this. I got the digital world. But yeah, that was like my favorite villain and everything.
What about you, Miguel?
Yeah, I gotta agree with Kenny. Paimon was a real blast. I mean, his design is really cool.
His style, his art,
his personality too.
Yeah, yeah. He was playful. He was the Joker.
Yes, basically that's what he was.
He was a Joker.
He was the Joker of Digimon.
All right. So we've talked about our favorite villain, our favorite Digimon,
our favorite Digidestins,
our favorite series.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to every argument in here is biased because we're arguing about nothing really. But who do we think was the most powerful Digimon we ever saw on screen?
Omnimon. Honestly, my opinion with Omnimon is just because, come on, you take two mega level Digimons and then go, I'm going to take your power level and go, and then you fight a virus, a self-replicating virus that is so powerful, it takes control of a nuclear weapon, a warhead, and nearly destroys a city with it.
Yeah.
If anything, that whole fight, like leading in the first zero one movie that was leading up to that final battle with the Boromon, Omnimon, that's funny enough, this is how it started. We were watching that scene and it was such an amazing scene where Matt, and TK goes through into the computer,
Matt and Ty go into the computer,
and then they basically did the first DNA digi evolution into Omnimon, and with what I said, Transcendent Sword and
Supreme Cannon.
Yeah, and just if anything, this I think I realized now that I watched it again, like hindsight 2020 type of deal. This definitely helped spawn Summer Wars. Any of you guys watch Summer Wars, watch Digimon 01, our war games, and watch that first. Watch that first, and then watch Summer Games, Summer Wars. Summer Wars is an amazing movie, going off topic a little bit, but if you watch it, it's exactly the same damn movie, just as good.
Yeah.
And it was funny, now that I watched it again, and it was the exact same movie. Self-replicating virus, takes control of the internet, and then hacks himself into military complex to shoot a warhead towards the main character. And how did they stop it? With an epic fight and them pulling off something epic. Summer Wars did something different, but still, nonetheless, still the same idea where they, last minute timing, 1 second on the clock, and they pull through. So yeah, Omnimon, I think is the the most powerful just because of one, two mega level combining into one, two, just the sheer power that they have between them in terms of how they defeated, Devoromon, overall. And of course, going into like the games and stuff, you have Omnimon X and Omnimon Schwartz, all of that just kind of like showing you like how powerful he can go to.
Yes, not to mention that he also got power up with all the emails around the world.
Right. So all the kids.
So you take an overkill character and give him more power.
Yep.
It's just like Omnimon. Yeah, he is the most powerful Digimon.
I'm going to have to give a completely off the wall answer that you guys will not expect. So I have not only watched the Digimon show, but I have also read the Digimon manga, or not all of them. There's a lot. The most powerful Digimon I've ever seen was called Arcadiamon. So, he was an egg hatched from the malicious energies that they had been gathering, throughout the series. So, he hatches And he's a baby. He's fresh, as they would refer to it in Japanese. He's fresh. And he kills a Mega right as soon as he comes out. Then when he becomes a rookie, he's taken on, like, armies of Megas as a rookie. And then he eventually becomes Super Ultimate, which is above Mega, and is just, basically, he's wiping continents out with fucking single swipes of his arms. That being said, he did get beat by X-Vegermon Future Form. So, I mean, that happened, so there obviously is somebody more powerful.
It has to be. There's never a cap limit on power. So there's going to be a bigger fish out there.
Yeah, but, I mean, he also won with, like, the power of hope and friendship and and togetherness. So, I mean, he had a one-up, but just when I saw that scene, he hatched from the egg, and I was like, okay, that's kind of a sinister-looking Digimon. Whatever. And then one of the generals mouthed off some fucking shit, and then all of a sudden a claw came out and just cleaved him in half, and he absorbed him, and I was like, what the fuck just happened? Did that Digimon that just hatched from an egg kill a Mega? Yes, he did. Okay. Oh, he killed Piedmon.
Oh, what?
What? What? That's
crazy.
He killed, I think it was Piedmon, it was one of the generals, and he said some snarky bullshit, and he got,
like, he looks weak or something.
He got
like
fucking
that.
Cleaved. So.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, wait a second, this guy's evolving? I don't think he needs to, but you know, that's just me. So in saying that, we've seen a lot of different Digimon media over the years. In some, you are just a partner. In some, in Tamers, they actually started this, where you, in Tamers, it was only the Mega Evolutions. They merged with their Digimon to become Mega. And in Frontier, they started off that way. They didn't actually have Digimon in Frontier. They just became Digimon through these spirits they had in their Digivices. So, in saying that, what Digimon series would we like to be part of? Miguel, go ahead.
The original series, of course. That's the one that I have the most fun memories with, and that is the one that I think is the most broad in the world.
I agree. Like, what would you, what Digimon would you have?
Well,
Agumon?
I would like to say Agumon, but I don't know. There's so many. Almost any Digimon will be great.
I'd want Patamon, but yeah, I'm going to have to go off of that and say I would rather be in Digimon Frontier, because
you want to be some Digimon.
I want to be the fucking Digimon. I want to be the Digimon. And then they had all 10. They had 10 elements, and I would either like to be steel or darkness.
Did they have ice on that one?
I think
they had water.
Yeah,
close enough.
No, they did have ice, I think. Well,
if they have ice, yeah, that would be my element.
I think they did have ice. I'm not positive. I know they had water because that was one of the villains was water. And then steel was another villain. And then they had fire, light, which was Garurumon, which was a little weird. Yeah, but I would like to be Digimon Frontier. Just basically, it wasn't a Digimon show as much as it was like they gave the kids powers and it kind of an excuse.
A Digimon Power Ranger type of deal?
Kinda, yeah. That'd be pretty accurate. What about you, Kenny?
I'm actually going to go with you, Chris, because Frontier, well, I thought that concept was cool. If I had to be part of a series, I think Frontier would be the one I would be part of. Just because I do want to wear an armor of Digimon and be a badass, like, you know, fight my battles, like, be like, you know, if I could be in War Greymon's armor, fuck it, yes. I will be in War Greymon's armor and just be like slashing shit up. Now, granted, I do like, 02, and that was a fun series, and that the adventure feel of it was fun, but just Frontier really made it feel like if I had to be part of something, Frontier, just because it wasn't like, hey, Agumon, go to War, Digivolve Team War Greymon, go fight. I'm gonna go sit here, you know, cleaning my nails and, eating a sandwich. Oh, you beat him, cool, good, let's go. But in Frontier, it was, oh crap. I'm gonna die if I don't evolve. Oh, I should evolve. Okay, now I can kick some ass and, you know, and maybe get even stronger with more, you know, maybe more abilities that they pull out. Cause it's been a long time since I watched it, and I hope they put it on Netflix, cause it's not on Netflix.
Not yet,
but.
But it might be soon.
Yes.
Because they are, which is the entire reason we're having this podcast right now. They are releasing a new series of Digimon. Yay!
Alright!
And it actually, I wouldn't be that excited about it if it was just another run-of-the-mill Digimon sequel. But this is technically Digimon 03. So it is actually a continuum of Digimon 02. Where all the characters are in high school except, well,
so for Joel,
TK and Kyrie are in middle school. Joe is in college, and then the rest of them are in high school. I think it's honestly, I don't expect shit out of this series. Like, I just don't know in what direction they're gonna go, because they did have the epilogue, which we just watched, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast. We had an epilogue. But are they going to go with that, or what's going
to
happen?
Yeah, are they going to retcon everything to that?
Are they just going to be like, fuck that, we're just going to do whatever we want? So let's,
Maybe that was a dream that TK had. they can call
he wakes
out.
Up, oh man, I really wanted to point Kyrie, though.
Oh, that could be, or it could expand on the ending, you know, showing more of the pairs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we'll definitely.
Or if there was any pairs.
If anything, I'm definitely excited about it. 03, or they call it Digimon Try.
Digimon Try.
Well, I mean, Try as in 3 makes sense.
Kenny, you have any expectations or hopes for this series?
You know what? I'm gonna keep, like, all things that are, you know, many years down the line when they decide to make a sequel, I'm gonna hold off and kind of keep my opinions really, like, kind of open to it. Like, keep my mind open to it. However, yeah, if you really look at it, the age of anime so far, there's some good ones, but there hasn't been a whole lot of good ones. There have been some good ones. And then if you notice, anything that revolves around a sequel tends to happen right off the bat. And if you don't, you tend to lose the crowd. But I think this might change, but I can't say for sure. But honestly though,
well, it's coming out for the 15th anniversary.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, is that it's, when did 02 came out? It was like 2001.
I think
it ended 2001. So 14 years later, they decided that they're gonna go 03. I'm kinda excited, I won't lie, but at the same time, I'm like, ooh, you just ended on a really good note, and you're kind of filling in the gaps of that 27
don't
years.
Don't you fucking play it, like you don't want to see it.
It's kind of bullshit.
I never said I didn't want to see it. I'm just saying that, is it going to be good?
That's true. It's going to be an entirely different team of animators, as I understand, too.
Yeah.
The art style is drastically different from what I've
seen.
Well,
back in the days, there was no digital, that HD definition digital.
Yeah, so
now everything's going to be more crisp look.
Yeah.
So, what kind of aspirations do you have for this new series, Miguel?
Well, I want to see, the new Digivolutions, if there's any. If they plan to put in, like, new levels.
No, not only new levels, but do we finally see fucking the rest of the team's Mega Evolution?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's one of the main
things. We technically
did
see them. Not gonna lie, we technically did see them in games.
We
did. Some of them in the movies, you know.
But it's not the same.
But it's not the same
in the show.
In the show, right. No, we saw, like, okay, the couple that you'll see is that we obviously know War Greymon and Metagurumon are the Mega of Matt and Ty.
Yeah.
As canon in 01, even though it can be different. I mean, Digimon nerds will know that there's different evolutions.
Yeah, there's
as canon in 01 so far, based on the movie, Magnadurmon is the Mega Evolution.
02 movie.
02 movie. Yeah. Magnadurmon is the evolution
of Angemon.
Of Angemon. So,
but we do know that
Angewoman.
Yeah, Angewoman. But we also know that in Frontiers they introduced Ophanimon, who was also the other evolution of Angewoman. So that's the question. But we don't know. It's not known. It's just that we never see her go from Angewoman to Ophanimon.
Ophanimon, yeah.
Right.
So but that's the question. Do we see that? Do we see, like, Chris, I think you wanted to see, Hercule?
Oh, yeah. Hercules Kabuterimon.
Yes.
I saw, okay, when I was young, I had the Digimon, some of the Digimon cards, and I got all the evolutions of all the Chosen Children's,
in the show.
Yeah, from the show. And so I knew Seraphimon, but Seraphimon was in the movie. I knew Magnedramon, she was in the movie. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh man, cause I love Kabuterimon. And I was like, Hercules Kabuterimon, he's fucking sweet looking. And then I was really disappointed that by the end of the first series, you never saw him. I was like, really? You're going to cop out like that? You're not going to show any? You're just going to give the two main characters mega evolutions? I mean, they didn't mean shit in the fucking, they really didn't mean shit by the end of the series anyway.
Yeah.
Because like everybody was mega by the end of 01. It was like they were fighting megas left and right, and megas that were, on average, more powerful than either of the two. So I think in 01, the only misstep I can say they ever took, really, that I can see and I can quantify, is that they didn't give anybody else Mega Evolutions and Digivolutions,
I should say. They focused too much on the two main primary characters of the series, on Tai and Matt.
And I mean, that did add some sort of realism to the series.
Yes.
Because it's saying like, oh, just because these guys can do it doesn't mean we're just gonna let everybody do it. It's kinda like, I would say it's kinda like Dragon Ball Z in that sense. I mean, not that Dragon Ball Z is realistic, but only really Goku and Gotenks have ever gone Super Saiyan 3.
Right.
So they didn't just cop out and be like, oh, everybody.
Everybody's Super Saiyan 3!
Yeah, so they didn't, I mean, on some level I understand why they did it, but on another level I just wanted to see the fucking evolutions. I mean, give everybody else the evolutions and then give them Omnimon, and then nobody else can do that. That's fine with me.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, they're a team, put them all at the same level, but just make, if you want to make these two slightly higher since they're the leaders,
give them Omnimon.
Give them Omnimon. That's it. Everybody's happy.
There you go. And I think that would have been good. But I mean, it looks like they're not going to bring in it from what I see. They're not even going to bring in Davis or, any of the people from 02 except for TK and Kairi.
Well,
so,
TK and Kairi, I mean, being part of the original 01, but hey, we can't rule that out. It could be also.
No, we can't
they
rule
could,
that
they
out.
They could
I'm just
counted.
Talking
That's
about
all
the, saying. I'm talking about the promo shots. The promo shots have.
It
have only
sense.
Shown the original cast.
Right. And that makes sense to what they're trying to do. But really, let's see what they can do. Do you know what they can do? This first season of 03 is the main crew.
Wouldn't it just be a big fuck you if, like, Tri was like, well, 02 never happened.
That would be hilarious.
That would be fucking funny. See, the thing with the new Digimon series is there's a lot of shit that we have no idea.
There's too many holes to fill.
Right, when's it coming out, Kenny?
May 2015.
So we're really gonna have to wait
till May. We're almost there!
We're almost there. We're really gonna have to wait till May, but I think it would be fucking hilarious if they were just like, 02 never happened.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be just the biggest fuck you? And I mean, I love 02.
Yeah. Yep.
So, as always, we try to think of a good, ending question. God damn it, the dog. Miguel, keep your mutt under control. Anyways, so, we always try to come up with here at Mystery Nerdcast, a really fun question to have at the end. For our superheroes episode, we did, what Magic the Gathering deck would the superheroes play and who would win? So, it's gonna be a similar question, but, if Digimon, I know that this is a Nintendo property we're talking about, but if Digimon were part of either their own Super Smash game or in Super Smash, who would we like to see and what would be their final Smash? So I think, do either of you have an answer prepared?
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit. They're more prepared. Actually, they're not more prepared than I am. I know, too. Let's start with Miguel. Miguel, who should be in there somewhere? And what would their final smash be?
Puppetmon. Yes. I mean.
That came from left field, actually.
That is a bit.
I thought you were going to be like, Agumon.
No. Nope. Okay. Puppetmon. He's, quite a fun character too. You know, I actually enjoy him as a villain too. But for his final smash, I would say that,
He shoots a gun at you?
No.
You remember that episode,
yes,
right?
Yes, he had the gun episode. Like, he will paralyze, he will freeze everybody in the screen. Well, no, not really in the screen, but around him.
Right, kinda like, kind of like the area. Luigi bubble.
Yeah, and if he were to hit you while you were paralyzed, out of the field.
Okay, I accept that. That's pretty cool, actually. Thank you, Miguel, for not choosing. I'm going to choose the obvious answer, oh, just letting you know. Come on, Kenny, give me your answer.
It's going to steal yours.
If anything, I came up with two answers that fit really well. One would be, obviously, it would be Agumon. You know, he shoots fireballs, you got the range game, and he can just slash with
his
claws.
However, final form?
Yeah, of his final smash would go into Warp Digivolve. However, the one that I would rather see in is War Greymon. Reason why? He has, was it Gaia Force?
Yeah, Gaia Force.
Gaia Force or Terra Force, depending on.
Terra Force, yeah. So, he would have his palette swap would be Dark, would be Black War Greymon. Yeah. That would be his palette swap.
Oh yeah, that's
so
a
this
given.
Is, this is it. Is that he would transform into Omnimon with the final smash and then use Supreme Cannon as his move and Transcendent Sword. Just both attacks are like his move for his final smash. It'd be like him being like, Little Mac becomes Giga Mac.
Yeah.
So he would slow down, but he would have two crazy attacks, either a long range sword attack or a decent mid range sword attack or a long range cannon that blows you away. Freaking, that would be cool. Other ones would be like, he would be similar. If not, that'd be a bit OP, but he would be like, Samus, where he would use Supreme Cannon, blow the whole field away, and then revert back down to Agumon War Greymon again, you know, things like that. But War Greymon would be the number one choice for me. Being Side Smash.
So, my answer is gonna be pretty obvious. It would actually, the person who would be in Smash would actually just be just Angemon. So, you'd have Hand of Fate, that would be your long range attack. And then, you know, you have the staff, so there's obviously a weapon in there. Tumble.
So, he would be like Pit where he flies a little
bit. Like Pit. No, he will be like, what's her name? The chick from.
Oh, Paulina?
Paulina, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And then his final smash would be a lot like Mega Man's. He would transform into Magna Angemon. Suck anybody up in the general area and then the Gate of Destiny and suck you in and do a shitload of damage to you and launch you. And then he'd revert back to Angemon. Well, I think that kind of wraps it up. You guys have any closing thoughts? I think we're all really excited.
Yeah, no, this is
about Digimon Try.
You guys will notice that this one's a fairly short one, but I think in terms of the excitement level and the hype that we have behind it, I think this is a good one. Overall, I have a lot of fun with Digimon, and I'm definitely, now that I discovered that it's on Netflix, you guys should definitely go watch it. And I'm gonna watch it in Japanese, just cause I'm a purist now. But both Japanese and English are available on Netflix. Go ahead and give it a shot, and definitely I think you guys will like it. Just watch the first two seasons. The third season is actually Tamers.
In order to watch Try, you're not going to have to watch Tamers because it's like a completely different universe.
Right. So you guys, you're going to lose maybe half, a third of your life because, two thirds of your life because season three is not needed. And then the last third, you'll fill it with, Digimon Try.
Yep.
There we
can't
go.
Can't wait for it.
Yep.
Can't wait. I think we're all in agreement here. We can't wait. We're all kids at heart here. That's why we have this fucking podcast.
Hey, the best saying always go is, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional.
That's true. Very true. So with that is the end of the Mystery Nerdcast episode 5. I hope you guys enjoyed. Change into digital champions to save the day. Hi guys, and welcome to the fifth ever Nerdist, or goddammit.
That's wrong with it.
That's okay. Welcome to the fifth, Miguel's gonna edit that out. Welcome to the, to my left I have my good friend and good friend of the podcast, Kenny Lou.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Is it me or the level's really high right now?
You're high.
I mean, not really.
Okay. Suck. Oh, man, you can hear the helicopter in my earphone. Oh, hi, Lobo. I can hear the fucking... Damn, this mic's good. I can hear the fucking pitter-patter. Fifth ever Mystery Nerdcast.
Do-over.
Do-over? Okay. Yeah.